Alrighty, sir. To start off, I need your name and title for the record.
Justin Murray, Mayor of Odessa.
And one of the first issues was during the public comments, a few fundraisers are going to be held. Can you tell me about those?
Yes. There is a group. They are the Midwest Rolling Thunder. They put together a couple of benefit rides, and what they're looking at doing now is holding some type of a poker and silent auction fundraiser, maybe a chili supper, for Jordan O'Malley. She's a senior here at the high school, and she is fighting cancer. And they are looking at some dates in either December or January to hold that. So they came to us to actually look at getting this building because it's kind of been a big thing within the town as far as different fundraisers and events for Jordan. So I think it's a good cause.
And the Ladies Auxiliary also showed.
Correct. The Ladies Auxiliary is going to be looking to collect donations. They will be in front of the police station on the north side of the police station heading southbound, and on the east side of the highway going northbound on November 2nd, the mornings of November 2nd and November 9th, collecting donations for the Women's Auxiliary.
And you have a ribbon cutting coming up.
Yes, Wednesday night we'll be doing a ribbon cutting out at our Centennial Park with the help of Partners for the Parks, which is a 501c3 that helps our park system, and the Parks Department and the board. We were able to get some grant money that they worked on to put a nice brand new walking trail all around through that park. So they've got some nice walking trails now. They've added some park benches and picnic tables out there. So it's really been a benefit to that area there.
Okay, and another thing I wanted to talk to you about right quick. We have a park board member that has stepped down, and Donna Davis is stepping down as well.
Yes, we had a park board member resign. He is actually going to be moving with his job, and so we will need to be replacing that. And Donna Davis, Alderman Ward 1, has stated effective November 1st she will be resigning from the board. So we'll be looking for someone to try to step in and fulfill the remainder of her term that actually runs through April of 2014.
Okay. And if somebody's interested, what do they need to do?
If they are interested, we ask that they reach out to myself, or the easy way is to go ahead and just contact City Hall.
And I have two more questions. I'll try and keep it short. There was an ordinance that was that had to be changed. It's due to state requirements. Am I correct? It's for safety training?
Yes. With the CDBG grants that we've been getting, there are some requirements to make sure that we have the proper ordinance in place, that our contractors, subcontractors are all OSHA certified. And this is not very, this isn't uncommon for most projects that have any type of state funding. This is a requirement for any type of a construction project. So it's just something to make sure we have it completed for the funding that we have received.
And Alderman Sparks was, he's going to be the representative for the city for Lagers, that's correct?
Yes, he will be attending the Lagers Conference. And he will be our designated person because he attends that yearly, and he needs to be designated that he can vote and do things for on behalf of the city while he's there at their conference.
All right, sir, and I did have something else that I wanted to ask you about because I talked to the mayor of Lexington just a few weeks ago, and you have the MML meeting coming here next. Is that correct?
I believe that it is correct. We've had it here before, and I know this past week, it was actually last week, I believe it was actually in Lexington at Wentworth. Unfortunately, I was unable to attend for some family reasons that evening, but I believe it is coming here. We've had it here before out at the Ritchie Brothers, and it's a great event to have in town when you can get all the different local representatives to come around and actually have those conversations about what's impacting their cities.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add right quick?
No, I appreciate you coming and getting the word out to all of our constituents on what we're doing here in the city of Odessa. I appreciate it.